George Ray, and I'm an assistant professor in the College of Business. The National Airspace System is an information system used to manage air traffic in worldwide, basically. And it has various components in it. GPS, of course, is one of them. ADS-B, Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, is another very important part, as well as the secondary surveillance radar systems. And so I've been developing instrumentation to perform various functions as they would be performed by, like, air traffic controllers and so on, or actually a transponder that might be on an aircraft that gives ADS-B information. And that's information about the state of the aircraft, its location, its velocity, its heading, and other information that air traffic controllers need to manage the airspace and avoid collisions. And so with that instrumentation, I'm then able to do research while I'm doing the function like, you know, I ordinarily would, but I'm collecting data real time so that I can analyze it. And one of the instruments I built is, in fact, a ADS-B transponder. And it captures radio frequency signals, RF signals. And then I can either real time analyze those and determine certain things, like, is there some sort of hacking attack going on in the airspace. And likewise, I can store it and save it for later analysis. I did a paper that was recently published on detecting replay attacks. And a replay attack is where someone records information that was sent by an ADS-B transponder in the past and then replays it. And the idea is to confuse the airspace so that, you know, the people don't know what's out there. And it's used even more maliciously in GPS because military aircraft have an encrypted GPS signal, but you can replay an encrypted GPS signal and cause problems with that. So this is some of the type of research we're doing. We're also extending this to look into drones. Drones aren't allowed to use ADS-B, so they're using Bluetooth and Wi-Fi right now, I think probably as a temporary measure. We want to track those, but filter out the ones that are, you know, not that are below a certain altitude and not in a location where they might cause problems. Mm-hmm. There's this issue of co-channel interference. And what that means is you've got all these aircraft in our airspace, like over Dulles, and they're all broadcasting at this on the same frequency. And so that means that there's a potential that their broadcasts will interfere with each other and you'll get some garbling of the messages. So I did research on that and found out, in fact, that was the case. We have strong evidence that there is this garbling going on. And now that leads to a question, well, can we mitigate that? Because that is a serious problem. Mm-hmm. And the world's invested, you know, billions of dollars in this technology. So if you can mitigate a problem like that, then I think it's definitely worthwhile. And so that's what I'm studying next, is I've got some ideas on how to mitigate this co-channel interference.